The Promise Church in Bradford recently donated $500 to the Helping Hand Food Bank through their grant committee after learning the organization needed help with costs associated with maintenance of their van and fridge repairs. The church, which operates out of the United Church, is encouraging other local businesses and community members to either match their donation or make their own donation to the food bank in order to reach their goal of raising $5,000 for the food bank. The challenge is part of a fundraiser the church launched last week using the hashtag #HelpingHelpingHand after learning one of the food bank's fridges broke down, which resulted in a last-minute food giveaway before it spoiled. "We were at least able to give the food away and it didn't go in the garbage," notes Carolyn Kahn, president of the Helping Hand Food Bank. The Promise Church's challenge was originally set to end on November 12 but has been extended until the goal is reached. "The food bank is having a hard time and their technology is not great," shares Corey Dean, volunteer and member of the Promise Church. "They need donations for the hampers and food, but their infrastructure also needs help." The food bank's newly acquired van is used about 2 to 3 times per week, for food rescue missions and other deliveries. The vehicle will require winter tires to continue its trips over the coming months. Thankfully, a new freezer is on its way to replace one that recently broke. "So far, we have at least $1,000 collected," shares Kahn, adding that the $5,000 goal, if reached, would help pay for the van's new tires and the new freezer. Gary Brickell, one of the grant committee members with Promise Church, says it is initiatives like these why he joined the church in the first place. "The emphasis of the church is to love God and secondly build community," he said. "This is the kind of thing that adds real value. Rather than doing a traditional food drive, the grant committee met with the food bank and asked them what their needs were. This is where they learned about the challenges with the freezers and fridges, as well as the van maintenance. We decided to put together a capital campaign to help them with those projects," he said. The Helping Hand Food Bank has already begun its annual collection for the holiday hampers and continues to request monetary donations as the best way to help the food bank and its clients. Kahn states this year will mimic last year's holiday hamper program with gift cards only so that clients can purchase exactly what they want for food and gifts for the holidays. "Clients have said they love the idea of being able to purchase their own food," shares Kahn. "Some people don't know how to cook a turkey, or don't even have an oven. We have clients living in a motel using a hot plate. So, this way they can get the foods they can eat in their environment. If you can't cook your own dinner, it's not worthwhile. But if you can get your own food, it's liberating." Kahn says the annual holiday hampers cost between $30 to $40k, which accounts for a third of their annual food budget. She says they just find a way to fundraise it every year. According to Food Bank Statistics Canada 2020, food charities outnumber grocery stores in Canada 4-to-1, suggesting there are roadblocks to having affordable, accessible foods for everyone. The Helping Hand Food Bank continues to request donations through their website so they can purchase the necessary grocery store gift cards needed for the hamper program. Holiday hamper pickups will occur on Saturday, Deck 11 between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. for its registered clients. Those participating in the Adopt a Family program through the food bank can also pick up their gifts the same day at the Holy Martyrs of Japan Church. "Thank you to Corey and the Promise Church Group for their huge heart," says Kahn. "Their efforts to bring awareness to the food bank, and a group that sees a need and approached us. To donate to the Helping Hand Food Bank today, visit here."